This is program number LW2307. Well, William and Mary Tanner were crossing a railroad track one day. Now, this happened several years ago. Hi, this is Larry West. Mary's foot slipped and became wedged between the rail and the wooden crosswalk of those tracks. Well, it went down in there pretty deep, and she couldn't get it out. They worked and worked. She tried standing this way and that. William did all he knew to do, but they just couldn't get her foot out. All of a sudden, they heard the train coming. It was frantic time then. She began to scream. He pulled and twisted. The train threw on its brakes, and the wheels began screeching. Both William and Mary knew, though. It couldn't stop in time. Mary cried, "Leave me, Bill, leave me." Seeing his efforts were useless, he stood up quickly and threw his arms around her, wanting to protect her as much as possible. While bystanders shuddered in horror, the train thundered over them. The last words observers heard before the engine hit them were those coming from the brave man. "I'll stay with you, Mary." And he did. I don't know what this true story says to you, but to me it says how incredible the power is of devoted love. You know, in this day of fast foods, instant photographs, and quick-mixed concrete, we also find people pulling in and out of relationships with seemingly the same instant ease, I guess, of trading an old car for a new one. Commitment is a word we could enshrine as a museum piece. Dedication, sacrifice, loyalty have seemingly had to move over to give room for more demanding words, ones like personal liberty, women's rights, gay rights, and the such. I'll stay with you, Mary. There is still incredible power in devoted love. William's devotion to Mary refused to let him leave her. Love says, "I don't want you hurt. I'm looking out for your good. I want you to be safe and warm and happy and secure, even if it costs me everything that I have and everything that I am. I want you to be richer than I." William would not, could not, stand aside and let her be left alone. Love can't do that. "I'll stay with you, Mary." Love is that magical magnet that a man, a woman, gets, well, entrapped by, wherein he or she becomes literally a slave to it. Love is that same severe force that not even God could resist. Not even God. And listen, God loves you so much that it forces him to say, "I'll stay with you." In the midst of your pain, when your hurt is more than it seems you can bear, when it seems everyone has turned his back upon you and has walked away, when impending danger threatens to come down the track your way, "I'll hold on to you. I'll take you into my arms and hurt with you. Lean on me. I'm here. I'll walk with you even through the valley of the shadow of death. Even as painful as that trip might be, I'll go through even the grave with you. I will. I'll never leave you," says God. "I'll never forsake you." Got a question for you today. How can a man blame God for some tragedy that God didn't do, but that old Satan has done? How? God's in the rescuing business. God's in the loving business. He'll never let you alone. Never. Not unless you insist on it. Not unless you turn from him yourself and refuse to let him take you into his arms and help. If you want to be left alone, he won't force himself on you. But why? That's the question of the ages. Why would you want God to leave you all alone? You know, to go through all the unexpected train deaths of your life. Why? In the midst of today's cry for liberations of all kinds, let's remember God's incredible power of devoted love. And let's pray we are never liberated from it. "I'll stay with you, Mary." Those are God's words to you. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Why don't you write me for it? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.